Every year, the National FFA selects one student as the Star Farmer of America. It's quite an honor. Today, we visit with the oldest living person to have won that award, a man that's still speaking at chapter FFA banquets each spring. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Wayne Booth says he first attended the National FFA Convention in 1940. Trips to the event in Kansas City were mostly by rail at the time.
We went up by rail to the convention. That Kansas City railroad station was awesome to this country boy. It was really a big building. Boy, you could have stacked lots of hay in that building.
He raised livestock and crops, and in 1943 was selected as the Star Farmer of America. He recalls the size of his project that won the award.
I kept a small herd of registered Hampshire hogs, 50 registered Shropshire ewes. At the time, I had probably a dozen registered Shorthorn cattle.
He also rented a couple of pieces of land on which to grow crops. Wayne was always active in improving his farm. In fact, his marriage was seemingly squeezed between two other important farm trips.
I had gone to the International Livestock Show at Chicago. I'd purchased a heifer and came home on a Thursday, and we got married on a Saturday. On Sunday, we left on a honeymoon with a trailer to go get that heifer.
He was elected Oklahoma's state FFA president in 1943 and traveled to speak at many chapter banquets. Nearly 70 years later, he's still speaking at FFA banquets.
I spoke last year at the FFA banquet at Tipton. 66 years previously, I had spoken at that FFA banquet at Tipton.
Booth is the oldest living FFA Star Farmer of America. Traveling the countryside in Cordell, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.